The follow.
Stevens, AK Ball Ready. Now rocking with Sice. He's the talk of the town. You know how we do it, baby.
What you represent? What you represent?
Brooklyn,
right now?
Baby. Brooklyn.
Hey, yo, this your boy Buckshot. Right here, you rocking with Sice. Talk of the town, baby. Get it right, duck down, baby. Yeah.
May contain language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Let's talk crazy. Hey, Shice, the talk of the town. Right now it's popping, it's going down. So many topics, join it now. Let's talk crazy. Hey, nothing is off limits. It's entertaining and authentic. So if you ready, then let's get it. Yeah. From athletes to musicians, interviews, you can't miss it. On the real, it's what you need. It's the truth and it's bringing that heat. Hey, let's talk crazy. Yeah, let's talk crazy. Shice, the talk of the town. Let's go.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy Shice, Mr. Talk of the Town.
And I'm Saucy C.
And you already know you now tuned into another episode of
Let's Go Crazy.
Talk Crazy.
Let's Go Crazy. Sorry. Yeah. I can't get over that shit. I'm sorry. Week to week. Let's go crazy.
I don't care. Shout out to my man 5 Foot from Black Moon doing that. Mad energetic ass nigga. Yeah.
So strong and wrong. Let's go crazy.
It's talk, but you know, we go crazy on this show. I got what he was trying to say. We go crazy sometimes, and that's what we do. So shout out to him and shout out to the click, you know, boot camp in the building. What
hey
up?
You.
So what's popping? What's up? What you been doing this week?
Fighting for my fucking life. Next question.
All my life I had to fight. What you mean you fighting for your life?
Nigga, school been busting my ass. Rock people's elbow, all of that shit. DDT, fucking me up.
But you good money. You about to do what you do.
Listen.
We about to call you a graduate.
I'm trying to keep my head above water. And that's it. All I do is make it day to day. That's it.
Listen,
that's all I does.
You was joking before when I told you, don't nobody want no black person, no educated black person. Don't nobody want that.
That's bullshit. It's a lot of us out here. I'm still educated. The shit just hard than a motherfucker. That's it.
Listen, it's just easier to be stupid. All right? Just be stupid. It's easier that way.
I'm not going to be stupid.
The following program may contain language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Let's talk crazy. Hey, Shice, the talk of the town. Right now it's pop.
So nice you had to do it twice, nigga.
We don't
want to keep
fuck.
Seeing your face. Listen. Stop pushing buttons, nigga.
Let's go crazy.
Want to see your face. You know what? Let me play my intro again.
I told you it go crazy in here. It go
play
crazy.
Play my intro again, head ass.
Yo, make shout no out sense. To the Freak Nation in the building. Chuck
hey, y'all,
is in the
hey,
building.
Y'all. Hey, baby daddy.
Mama's in the
hey,
building.
Hey, baby daddy.
First of all, that damn DJ in the
hey,
building.
Hey, baby daddy.
And don't think we didn't forget that you wasn't on last week, sucker. You know, don't you? Well, next
he
time,
was taking care of business.
I don't care. Next time you take
he was standing on business.
Listen, next time you take a week off, you let us know, goddammit. It's a job in the Freak Nation, okay? God damn it. Don't you just take days off.
He was standing on business. He was standing on business. Hey, DJ. But back to my baby daddy. Hey, baby daddy.
Oh, God. You're making me
hey,
sick.
Hey, baby daddy.
You know, shout out to them niggas. They,
he was training somebody who needed a little extra help. He was standing on business.
Now, when you say somebody needed a little extra help, what you mean by that?
He
DJ?
Was standing on business.
Uh-huh. He was training somebody.
He was walking.
Training somebody to do what? Huh?
That's his business. That's his business, child.
Oh, man.
Anyway, what's your week been like?
My week is weekend.
See what I'm saying?
It's just, it is what it is.
Mercury gotta be in micro braids again. Listen. It's a Mercury definitely is in the microwave right now.
I realize that the jobs just don't give a damn anymore.
Oh no, you thought they did?
They just don't.
Oh, you thought they did.
My thing is,
that's crazy.
Y'all don't give a damn?
I don't give a damn.
That's it.
That's always been my motto. Even when they do give a damn, I don't
The following program may contain
language. I don't know what the fuck.
Yo, you are being real conceited this week. Stop touching shit.
It's all about me.
You being real conceited this week. You gonna play your intro a third time? Ho ass.
You saying my intro? That's our intro.
Ho ass. Only your picture on it is your intro, wow, ho ass.
That's what we doing, nigga. Yeah. That's what we doing.
Yeah,
nigga.
That's what we doing.
He's selfish bastard.
Oh, raggedy head ass. Stop touching shit.
Okay, I can't see the damn comment.
He said it was a female, so I meant what I said. Hello. Like he said, he was training somebody that needed some extra.
Let me
help.
Find out you came to the team, player. He came over. He crossed over for him. He said for one night only. One night only.
Nah, I don't know about that.
Shout out to my nigga DJ, though.
DJ, nigga, you coming over? You coming over to this side?
Nigga, what the fuck? DJ said, yeah, he playing. He going to play one time. He said, one time, I just want to see. He said, I want to see what all this shit is about. DJ came to the team for one night only.
Listen.
But yeah, fuck that. I'm over this shit. I'm over all of this shit. So, but while we get ready and get prepared, let's see some comments. Let me see.
Strictly Dickly. I knew that was coming. Yeah, I knew that was coming. He was like, I don't like that.
He gonna curse y'all out.
Pussy. I want no pussy. I don't even like no pussy.
Yo, shout out to my nigga DJ, always on the check-in. DJ probably the realest nigga on this shit right
trying
now.
To tell
I ain't
you.
Gonna lie.
Outside of my baby daddy. Okay. Selfish, outside of my man.
But shout out to y'all, because y'all niggas finally.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Oh, wait. I ain't even got the
don't
camera
do that.
On.
Don't do that.
Y'all niggas finally.
Don't do that. Don't do us like that. Don't do that.
Did a video.
Don't do that.
I'm just saying.
Don't do that. We've been going through a lot. We've been having a lot going on. Shit is busy.
Y'all finally.
Life is lifing.
Y'all finally did a video. I'm just saying.
Listen. We always go and deliver. We just don't know what the tracking number is going to be. But we go and deliver.
You know, listen.
There will be a delivery. So listen, if you haven't already, check out the Saucy Couple on IG, on TikTok, on all the things, and get the experience. Babe, you not supposed to air me out in front of the people. I've been edited though. Hey. You not supposed to air me out. Just like I cover for you, you supposed to cover for me.
So don't
air me out to the people.
So tell us a little bit about the video.
So we went to the Lexington. Shut the fuck up, nigga. That's why I failed that fucking test. God damn. We went to the Lexington Barbecue Festival in Lexington, North Carolina. It's about an hour and a half, 2 hour drive from Charlotte. So we had a dope ass time. We ate mad food. We walked around. They had a whole bunch of vendors and shit like that. It really was mad people out there. Mad people outside. Everybody was mad nice, mad friendly. The white people was photobombing our pictures
white
and shit.
White people was white people in.
The white people was being themselves. You know they were.
Hey, buddy, let me get in here.
They was just hopping in the pigeon, but it was mad love out there. Everybody was super nice. It wasn't nobody out there acting raggedy. It wasn't nobody out there acting unseemly. We just had a good ass time. So check out the video. Shout out to Asia and Robbie. They invited us to go. And so we went with them. And it was mad fun. We ate some good shit too. Listen, we ate some. It's fat people paradise.
I know. I hope Chuck can get that goddamn shirt. He had the man.
I wanted the shirt. He said, I wanted the shirt for me.
He was like, "Yo, this shirt mad fire. It got my butt touching my pork pulled." I was like, "What? Wait a minute, hey, yo,
it was for me. The shirt was
he ain't
for
that
me
in the video."
The shirt was
in the
for
video.
Me.
He said, "Yo, this shirt mad fire. I got my butt touched and my pork pulled." That's what he said.
Yes, those people were the people who invited us, DJ. Those my peoples. Asia's my homegirl. Aja's my homegirl. I met her at work like a couple years ago, and she been my sister ever since. And Robbie is her dude. So we had fun. Check out the video. Leave a comment. Leave a like. Share it with the people.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm hungry right now. Just
you always hungry.
I was hungry watching
back.
That fucking video.
You always hungry.
Fuck it, whatever.
Nigga, you're a part of the Big Macs, just like me.
Fuck it, let's go. I'm a Big Mac like a 1990 TV, for sure.
A Big Mac. See, niggas don't know about the Fatback TVs. Niggas don't know. Niggas don't know.
Shout out to my sis Love Boots. Violators in the building. Stevie D, Chris Ali, my man Fred, my man Super Dave. Shout out to the whole crew.
Shout out to y'all.
Yes, my brothers is in the building. My sisters in the building, Love Boots. So we're gonna take a little break, let y'all tell a friend to tell a friend, like, share, subscribe. We're gonna get into a little video.
If you play your fucking intro again, I'm gonna slap shit out.
I wasn't gonna play the fucking Please. video. Okay, I was gonna play a regular video.
Please play a regular video and now, not your intro.
Now I gotta look. Now you see.
Bop the shit out you.
Yo, it's so crazy because I moved the computer over, so I really can't
you
see.
You can't see
shit.
A fuck thing. You need to put your
I
glasses
really can't
on, nigga.
See.
You have to put your glasses on. Enough is enough.
Right. So it is.
This
what
is
it
why
is.
This is happening to old ass glaucoma eyes.
Fuck that.
Come on.
Yo, we be right back. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, tell a friend, and share it. Just tell people to share it. All right? So we be right back after this. Perfect inspiration to fade the black in the picture. You gotta be delivered.
Nah, yeah, I got a couple stops to make, but I'm gonna be on my way.
Queen kerosene for the street shit. Oh God, this lady's always on her job. Oh Lord, this time I'm going overboard. Your European gaze got me fucked up. I'm a natural black woman getting bucks up. Oh my Jesus, shuttle. Worth every check, make it stretch till it hurts. No pork on my fork, no beef either. Still, I gotta chase chicken like a meat cleaver. If they don't match the vibe, then you gotta leave them. Don't fit the outfit, then they out of season. Those salt bay words can't assault me. Wish you well like miracles is my forte. Killer cops justified, don't insult me. I'm a real one, like Dick Gregory. You two bitch made. I'm a queen here. Born a slave, whether dragon or a reindeer. Never dragging, never lacking, putting paint here. You gon' get this work, that's a saying here. All I'm shit tatted, I love you like Jack serving breakfast across from a church with a classic. Oh, say no to drugs, word of Kelsey and Hammer. My grandma and Drew Ham influenced the grammar. Ain't finally famous, been waiting for too long, but still got a stalker like Yonce and Paltrow. More money, more problems would work if I had more. My dreams got me ransomed, can never let it go, hides me again. Like a bill collector coming for a fee again. They like, why you look so good? Yeah, I'm like, why? I need a reason. Yeah, a lot of hate, fake love being thrown my way, but I swear it got me cheesing. Yeah. Always gotta thank God though, cause he got me working harder than my demons. Keep on hating, I'ma always give you reason. Dream chasing, pray I never stop nah. Dream chasing, pray you never stop believing. Cause you never know when it's gonna be your season. No, you never know when it's gonna be your Grilla. Spring, winter, summer, always fighting for your freedom. Yeah. Sean, I did this for you, man. Thank you for always being an inspiration.
Yo, this is the Rang Wonder. You already know, man. With my man Shice, Talk of the Town. It's how we getting down, man. BK, Bucktown, USA, every day, all day. Outfit, solid ice.
All right, y'all. We are back. We are back. We are goddamn back like we never left.
So, yeah.
So, I think we should just talk our shit like we normally do.
Got to.
And shout out to my girl, She Real. I love her videos. She's
yeah,
definitely
her videos
dope.
Are so dope. Mad creative. I
definitely
love all
dope.
Her videos. And you know, she from Harlem. We forgive her. Let me stop.
Oh shit.
Let me stop. No, wow. No, Harlem is dope. Harlem is dope. Harlem is dope. I like Harlem.
I love Harlem. Harlem,
yeah, just,
listen.
Just be careful with y'all attire because y'all be getting a little sus.
Listen, Harlem helped me.
Harlem niggas get a little sus with the clothing.
They got my, they're the ones really made Brooklyn famous. Well, I mean me and working.
I'm like,
no, because that was where I'm like,
rephrase that.
That's where they started calling me Brooklyn, and that's where Shice the Voice of Brooklyn was made. Okay. When I used to work at the Uptown Comedy Club.
Okay.
So we was out there. Shout out to the Harlem niggas,
cute,
you know.
Cute.
You know, I wasn't with the Coogee sweater shit though. That shit in the summertime was too much.
We love a Coogee, just not in the summertime, niggas.
Niggas was about to pass out with the fucking hats on and shit. I was like, y'all niggas.
Like I said, y'all attire be mad questionable.
Yeah, the Vans shit.
So just,
y'all
attire be mad questionable. And then when Cameron came out and he was doing just mad wild extra shit, he gave y'all green light to do more extra shit.
Yeah, y'all doing too much.
Yeah, y'all be doing too much.
But we love y'all, you know?
Yeah, we love.
It's so crazy. Like, ever since we've been out here in NC, right? Like, I run into more New York motherfuckers than I should.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
all the time.
If we was in New York, we wouldn't probably be talking, right? But now that we're here.
I got friends in all the boroughs, though.
I do, too.
Got friends in all the boroughs.
I'm just saying, but...
Even El Bronx.
Even El Bronxo?
Even El Bronxo. El Bronxo. I got some friends from El Bronx.
A.K.A. ACG Borough.
Yeah.
My friend, no freaky thing that's it. Yeah. La Mega. Yeah. They go to every store. That's the only thing.
Oh yeah,
playing.
El Bronx.
La Mega.
They don't got as much Aki stores as the Brooklyn
damn sure don't.
As Brooklyn and Queens got. Like Brooklyn and Queens, they got a lot more Aki stores. The Spanish stores kinda fell off a little bit.
I'm
but
not mad at that.
Harlem
though,
and Bronx.
Every fucking bodega in the Bronx sell good food. Though.
They sure do.
They sell food.
Either regular, either the sandwiches hitting, or they got the hot food trays.
That's all you gotta do. You in the morning time, you get your little cold sandwich, but by the afternoon, them niggas is selling chicharrones.
I'm trying to
all
tell
of that
you.
Shit. Like, shout out to the Bronx.
Shout out
we
to the
it.
Bronx.
We
nah,
win
I'm not even gonna hold you though, since you talked about food. Yo, the store on Linden and Wilson and Bushwick.
In Bushwick.
It's right on the corner. It's a little store. They got like four cats in that motherfucker. But you could go in there and get the best food of your life.
Listen.
In the corner store.
For those who
you get a loaf of bread, eggs, and arroz con pollo with the chicharrones. Like, I'm just saying.
But make sure you stay off a certain side of Bushwick. If you're going towards the DeKalb side of Bushwick, don't go to the King's Motel or whatever that motel is.
What you know about that?
I'm just telling people, be careful. I'm not going to mention
what
no names.
What you know about that?
I can't mention no names.
Bushwick is valid.
Bushwick is
valid.
Is definitely valid. They will give you a high five, steal your ring, and sell it back to you all in the same transaction.
Crazy.
They will be like, my friend, hey, I got a watch you want? You're like, nigga, I just had my fucking watch. Shit. Like, it's engraved with my name on it, nigga.
No, this not yours. I know another
it's
shirt.
Not yours. I got this one from uptown. I went to the Bronx.
Shit.
But, all right, it's time for us to talk crazy. Time for us to talk some mess. It's a lot of stuff that was in online today.
Oh, yeah.
So we got a lot of celebrities to talk about, a little bit of celebrity stuff, but we also got our crazy topics like we always do. So, with the first one, first topic is, so I call this Keisha Knowles, right?
I'm listening.
I call it Keisha Knowles, so we're just going to watch.
I want you to talk to me.
Oh,
my life, you're not doing shit. Stop playing, you're not doing shit.
Wait, no.
So what are you going to do? What you
going to do? No, that's it. Sorry.
What's going on?
She ready. Look at this.
She look like Dory from Finding Nemo.
Don't her face look fake though?
She look like a sea
I
creature.
I want you to think that I want right now.
Turn the shit off.
I want you to think that
right
I want
now.
Right now. But I want
she's saying
right
she want
right
two
now,
chicken
like
wings for her eyes, not MSG.
When you play a game, we want you all about. And I can't believe
this
your heart is
this
me.
Is painful
I can't
to watch.
You
is,
there.
This shit is
I
so painful.
Am.
It really is.
But you see in her, you I see in me. My girl, you
wait, 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 watch for the breakdown. Watch for the breakdown. Watch for the breakdown.
Oh,
Oh my God, she sound like a bunch of badass cats. She sound like the cats that she be cooking up.
I'm telling you, she look like one of the fish from Finding Nemo.
Just keep swimming, just keep swimming.
That shit is crazy. Like, what?
Shaquem, what's going on? What's up, cuz? How you doing? How you doing? Shout out to
and
my cuz.
And it ain't on beat. Nothing. Like, yo, it just,
I didn't understand the first 10 words. She said, like, I don't know what you want to do, but you put your touch on me, Sean, and all.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, on TikTok right now, they got a whole bunch of people covering Keisha Cole's Love. Right. And a lot of them sound better than Keisha. I'm not even going to hold you.
First of all. Because
I'm sorry. I've said this before. I will say it again. Keisha ass can't sing. Keisha be flat than a mother father.
All I'm saying is, look at her side profile. She look like a horse. She look like a seahorse.
Hello. This is what I've been saying. She look like a sea creature.
She look like a Mr. Potato Head. She look like a Michael Jackson lookalike going wrong. She look like you could take her eyes with buttons and just, you could make her at the school.
I can't. She look like the squirrel from Ice Age, Chuck said.
Yo, the sloth. Not the squirrel, the sloth.
IG should have banned her for this video. Nah, for real. Like, you know, I have a certain, like, four chicken wing fry hard.
That's it. That's exact. See, you getting it. You get it. Wonton soup.
Yo, okay? Four chicken wing fry hard is crazy.
Wonton soup. Yo, she want, you want extra hot sauce? You want ketchup? Huh?
Oh my God. He just told me to check my phone.
That is the squirrel. That is, I thought you were talking about the sloth.
That's the squirrel. I'm going to show the squirrel.
Wow,
guys.
That's messed up. She do, though.
There's the squirrel.
She do.
He do. She do look like the squirrel with the crazy eyes. It's crazy.
I just want to know why people do shit like this. But
I mean, you know, and they'll blow her up because it's so bad. Like, she'll get a million views because this shit is trash.
And get a check from this shit.
You got to use what you can.
First of all, her teeth look like can openers. Oh, like, look at them shits. She look like she just be popping cans and bottle corks. Just pop, pop, pop.
Child. Don't ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
But she got the DD shirt on. The 2 for $5 shirt at the discount store.
Hey, no. She probably make those where she from. Shit.
Why she making Nikes on the side?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's fucked up. I shouldn't have said that.
I sold a Jumpman real good.
Say, Jumpman, you want Jordan? Jordan 5. I give you Jordan 5.
Yeah, your Jumpman going to be doing a layup. Your Jumpman going to be dunking. His arm's going to be like this.
And they're going to be doing a finger roll. Talking about Jumpman.
His arm's going to be like this. Ain't no Jumpman. His arm's going to be like this. Oh, yo. Out of control.
All right. Let's see. Oh, no. We're not going to listen to that shit again.
No.
All right. Man. Okay. So this next one. This kid was wilding out. All right, let's watch it, and I know my black people are going to be mad at this. It's a white person right now. I'm going to try to justify this, but black people.
Child, wish a nigga would.
Here we go.
Started my own lineup and everything. Yeah, I've been trying to fix my relationship.
What the hell is going on? No.
I want you to fuck me.
All my life, you're not doing shit. Stop playing, you're not doing shit.
So what do you want to do? What you going to do?
You see.
No, do it. See. Nigga, beat my ass. Beat my motherfucker! Go ahead, beat my ass right now. Go ahead, listen. Go ahead, beat my ass.
I'm not playing.
Ricky, I don't know what the fuck your problem is.
Look, just watch. Cause this is way too far for me.
Yeah, like
this
you knocked my TV
way
off.
You gonna break it down?
I'll be done.
First of all, they hit in the window right, before he got the swing. He would have got knocked out.
Problem is,
you breaking my window? You done broke my TV in this bitch? Mm-hmm. You knocking over furniture,
right.
Boy.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good.
This be the last day of your life. Yep. I'm not even gonna hold you.
You don't give a fuck?
You're not touching me.
I'm not touching you?
You're
I'll
not touching me.
And then, no. Ricky.
Touch me.
Ricky.
Touch me.
Beat my ass. I'm begging you to beat my ass. Go ahead, nigga. Beat my ass today. No. Beat my... You want to beat my... Quickie, I'm standing right here, and I haven't moved.
Way too much.
Beat my motherfucking ass in this house. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go. No. You want to fucking... No. Beat... I'm here. Don't tell me to come nowhere.
He said, come over here. I would have gave him his wish.
Don't tell me to come. No. Don't tell me. No.
Fuck you, talking about my ass.
Before we say anything else, let me just say this. We at Let's Talk Crazy do not promote child abuse. But in this situation, fuck a kid
It's self-defense at this point because you destroying property that's in my house and I feel like I'm in danger. I feel like me and my other kids are in danger. So I got to protect myself and my other kids. Technically, I feel like I'm in danger, so this is self-defense. So
listen,
I don't even see any child abuse going on right here. Like, and I don't even want my bail money. I'ma sit in jail. I'ma sit in the bookings with a smile.
Right.
Take me. Yes, I did. they're gonna bring me for arraignment. Miss, how do you plead? Yeah, I did that shit.
I beat the shit out of her.
And I do it again.
First of all,
yeah, I do it again. Like, are you dumb?
It was way too much conversation. Like, the moment he kept talking, first of all...
It's not going to be that much talking.
Right.
As soon as I see you knock my TV over like that...
No.
And you talking to me crazy...
Listen, let's stop. Let's stop for 1 second. Even before we get to the point of knocking the TV over and busting the window, the moment
we're not getting to the window.
Right. The moment you say some shit sideways, that's it. Your life is gone.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to knock you in your chest to where your soul comes out, and you're going to have an out-of-body experience.
What are you talking about?
Like, and then the fact that you urged him to keep hitting that window, first of all, he wouldn't have got a chance to hit the first window in the real black home. Like, that's
just not
going to happen. And the moment he say, come here, I would oblige him. I would have gave him his wish. And I would have, not only would I have gone over there, I would have ran over there and dared him to put a
He wouldn't have had to
me.
Ask me. I would have been up there already.
I sure would
have. DJ said he really scared though. That's a fact because anybody that's really, if you really going to jump, you really going to jump. If you really going to like jump on me, I beat your ass. Go ahead, bro. He really was scared.
I'm okay with him being scared, but the fact that he had too much mouth is enough for me. You understand? Nah, we're not doing all of that. We're not doing that.
No.
That's not going to happen.
Sorry.
He would have lost his life. I would have went to jail, and I would have been in the bookings, like you said. I'd have been like, yo, homie,
yes,
you want your
yes,
cheese
I
sandwich?
Did it.
You want
I
your
did
cheese
it.
Sandwich?
I'm going to be here for a while,
I'm
going to
be here
know.
For a minute.
Yeah.
Somebody call my other kids, call the school, call my job, tell them I think I got a couple of months
yeah,
off
like,
or maybe a couple years.
Talking about?
Because this is not going down like this today.
Yeah. Like, are you crazy? Are you out your
I just want to know, where's the parents in that?
And then my whole thing with this is stop recording your kids in these types of situations.
No,
if you
record that.
No, I mean recording them and posting them, I don't agree with that. Only because... If you record it for the type of purposes, like, we looking back on this shit because you never gonna disrespect me like that again. Like, I can understand that. But recording it and posting it, like, it's not helping anybody. You're not helping this little boy.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
I do agree and disagree. I disagree in the fact that I would record this and I would post it after I knocked the shit out of him. Why? Because at the same time, the only reason why I would have did it, because this obviously is not the first time he's done this.
Probably.
Right? He kind of knew where to go. He knew how to go. First of all, let me tell you this. A kid knows how far they can go.
Yeah, they know.
You know what I'm saying? Now,
they know.
And you ask any of my kids if they could even utter the first word he said. The moment you said no or you disagreed with what I said, that's it. Ain't nothing else to talk about. But the fact that he did this and it's been ongoing, yeah, I would have made a public announcement, public service announcement. This would have been a public video. Listen, he gonna get his teeth knocked out. I want the world to see how I treated this kid. I want it because the fact of the matter is these kids are getting away with murder, right?
Yeah, but he probably turned up more because she turned that camera on. Let's see. Let me look at some of the comments. Hey, Pressure P. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hey, Will. Shout out to you for joining.
So Will said he found he broke the window trying to find a way out.
You know, how is bars on the window?
Right, it's bars in the window. It's bars on that window. He knew he wasn't getting out. First of all, the fact that it says that the kid loses his mind because the mother refused to let him go outside. Like, if you was that bad, you should have just walked out. But you didn't.
My whole thing is, what you're not finna do is be disrespectful. You can disagree.
That's the bottom
you
line.
You can have a different opinion. You can say, Mom, I don't agree with this. Dad, I don't agree with this. Or whatever the case may be is. Because you're not a slave. You're not a slave. You're allowed to have your own opinion. However, comma, it need to be respectful. And the minute you start getting disrespectful, number one, that's a problem. The minute you start destroying property in here, the minute you start making threats at me, like, all bets is off after that. Listen. All bets is off when you start getting disrespectful about the mouth, when you feel like you gonna tell me what you doing or whatever the case may be is. If you feel like you gonna, I'm whooping your ass, and I'm sorry. We might not come from that era anymore, but what? We've gone... I'm talking about the new generation doesn't come from that era anymore. They're not used to that. I'm trying to make a motherfucking point.
I'm still with the fucking kid on
there. I'm still with the bullshit. But they're not used to seeing stuff like this. But there's a point when all bets is off. And I'm sorry, you gonna agree or not agree. But there's a point with me where it's no more talking. Listen, it's no more talking. Somebody gonna have to come save you because I'm gonna wear your ass out.
In the great words of a great philosopher, I'm gonna fuck a kid up. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna kill them before they kill me. Fuck them kids.
Fuck them kids.
Like, I'm with all of the smoke. If you bold enough to break something that I pay for, that's like hitting me.
Yo, you not. If you want when that TV knocked behind, something snapped.
You
something
know how much snapped, you gotta pay for this window?
Something snapped in my head. And don't let that be a project window. It's not getting fixed anytime soon.
Facts.
They not coming.
Facts.
If that's a project window in the projects, they're not coming to fix that window for a while.
Listen, let me tell you this. He wouldn't have no doors on his room, if that's his room. Like, it just brings too much. Yo, to me, nah. He would have been in a coma.
Yeah, nah. I'm sorry.
You know those TikToks when somebody starts something and then it automatically cut into another scene. This would have been that point where he would have raised his hand to hit the window, and then it would have been at the funeral, the next scene. Mm. We now come together. We are here today to bring forth this young boy who has lost his mind. His mother is clearly in jail at this moment in time, but we want to say he was a badass little mother sucker. Like, listen.
What do you say?
He said, just send me commissary. It is what it is at this point. I'm sorry. It's a point where I'm not always with the physical punishment, because sometimes it served a purpose as children, but sometimes it didn't, is what I'm saying. But at this point, ain't no more talking.
Fuck them kids.
He said he have a mattress and Skechers for school. It was the Skechers for me.
He wouldn't have no mattress. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. He have a mattress. No. I give him a mattress.
He would have had the mattress outside. You know the mattress outside that's in the garbage where all the neighborhood dirty kids play? Mattress. Yes. He would have been out there on that mattress. I'd have got him a little cardboard box, put over it, make sure he in shelter. I would have said, listen, I provided as a parent. I gave him shelter. I gave him a bed. But it would have been the one outside in the alley. He can't stay here.
Nah, he would have had the mattress.
Listen.
There wouldn't be no door on that hinges. It would just be a mattress.
Listen. Listen. You call
a bin for clothes.
You call ACS. You call whatever the hell you want.
Sketches for school.
You call ACS because he got to get out of here. Because I'm telling you, I ain't going to hold you. At this very moment, there is no coming back from that. There is no, you're in my house. You will never be able to do that to me again. And I'm just, y'all can say what y'all want. Y'all can say, oh, he need a little more tender love and care. He need to go get that shit somewhere else because he ain't getting it here. Because I'm telling you, every time I see him, every time I feel like I walk out the house and he going to steal or break something, because if you look at this video, this little motherfucker steal. He take everything in the house not nailed to the floor.
He might.
He take everything in the house not nailed to the floor, and he's going to get it. I'm telling you, he going to get it. So he can't stay here. He ain't got no key. He ain't got nothing in here.
Remember that? Remember when you used to get your key taken away from you? So you got to leave when everybody else leaving and you can't come back in the house until somebody else come in the house.
That's it.
Yo, and that never happened to me, but I've seen it happen.
And I'm not.
And I'm not. Oh, since you can't be trusted. Oh, your ass got to get out. And I'm while not everybody getting out.
And I'm not the person that's going to sit up late at night waiting for you to go to sleep first. I'm not doing that. I'm not. So... All right, so let's get into this next one. So I just want to understand, like, stupid people. If you're doing something to somebody, right, why would you go back and pretend or even act like y'all cool, right? And why I say that is this. I love my barber. I trust my barber. That is one person.
He got your life in his hands. Right?
That's one person I don't feel like I will cross.
I will never
double cross my barber.
Yeah, fuck around and find out.
The barber is probably the one person, your beautician, is the one person that you know you shouldn't cross. And this is the reason why.
I started my alignment and everything. Yeah, I've been trying to fix my relationship. How's it going? This one's good, man. You know Samantha, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she had told me that she was, she didn't tell me, but... I just seen you in her phone texting. You know, we supposed to be boys. You know what I'm saying?
You know, to be honest, she told me y'all weren't even talking no more.
Really?
Yeah, she.
Okay.
You going a little too far off on that, bro, Trey.
Yeah, don't ever text my girl phone, man. Don't ever text my girl phone, man. This whoever, if y'all ever come to my shop,
bro, this,
and y'all talking to my lady, this what happens. This what happens.
Bro,
Yo.
So I'm going to leave that right there for
he
y'all.
He played that real cool, too.
It wasn't to that last. He said, wait, bro, I think you've gone kind of high. First of all.
I bet he is.
Can I say this? I want to know, why would you get in this man's chair? You know,
I would never go to that man. I would never get in that man's chair again, knowing that I did something.
Here was the setup. The dude asked you. He said, "Do you know Samantha?" At that very point, you should have got up.
Get your ass
up. You should have got up.
You've been had.
And you said, "Yeah, I know Samantha." And then when he said, "I'm trying to fix my relationship," before he asked you who Samantha was, he said, "You know, I'm trying to fix my relationship." You already knew that was his girl. And then you got the audacity to sit in the chair and say, "Oh, well, she told me y'all wasn't together no more."
Dude. I would have never, I'm not, bro, are you serious? Like, you niggas do not have any common sense. Because if I'm dealing with your girl, past, present, or future, I'm not sitting in your chair no more. I'm not putting my hairline in your hands.
Do you even think that that's okay that you could sit, you could take your barber's girl? You don't know how they ended their relationship.
You're bugging right now.
You don't know how they ended their relationship. You don't know what happened, but yet you're going to be like, "Yo, oh, that's just my barber. I'm going to sit in this chair." And then you banging his girl? Yo, for that, homie, you get the ultimate.
You be doing dumb shit.
That was wild crazy.
Yo ass be doing dumb shit.
Look at your hairline, bro. And he obviously took care of your hair. Because you good.
Even a couple weeks out, your shit look all right, but not no more.
Man.
He fucked your hairline up.
Like,
who gonna be wearing hats for the next couple of weeks? You.
Like, your hairline is jacked, bro. Like,
yo, he did you filthy too.
Look how that white. It's white up there.
It's no coming back from this. Like, it's no way to repair this hairline, bro. You gotta let it burn.
Yo, you came in looking mad fly. You left looking like RoboCop.
Yo.
You see, he got the RoboCop.
He was like, "Oh, so you want to talk to my bitch? She not gonna like you no more with this fucked up hairline.
What physique? But what makes you go into the barbershop and say, yo, bro, I'm gonna get my line up. And you banging my girl. Like, dude, you deserve
and he looking like he's surprised. Don't be surprised.
And then gonna say his name. He gonna say, it feel like you kind of going high.
I bet.
Bro, you're stupid for even walking in the barbershop.
I would have never went in there. I would have found me a new barber. That's it.
That's
if I'm a nigga, I'm finding a new barber. First of all, I'm not finna take nobody, girl. Like, and then some things you can't avoid because, you know people. You might have found out later on, like, oh, this nigga girl. I'm still not going back off the strength of you don't know how he's going to react. So I'm still not going back. Like, even if it was just by happenstance, I just meet this girl, we start talking or whatever. Then I find out that that's my barber girl. I'm not going back. This nigga don't care how it happened.
I just want to know when your Spidey senses was going to go off. Because the dude said, he lured you in with it. He was like, yeah, I'm trying to, you know, fix my relationship. That was step one. You should have realized that you already knew that was his ex-girl or his girl, regardless. Because
you knew something.
Right, because you said, oh, she told me I wasn't together. So you already knew. If he said he fixing his relationship, you should have got up. Second thing was, you know Samantha, you already know if a
Spidey senses wasn't tingling. It wasn't
anybody
nothing.
Anybody ask you if you know somebody,
they already know the answer. They know the answer. They just want you to lie to them.
Why didn't you get your ass up out that chair?
Will say he hard reset my man's hairline. Nigga.
His hairline is now loading. It's loading back. Like, come on, dog. Like, I can't believe you would go and do that. Like,
nah, he's wild for that.
Listen, my barber, I respect you. Bro, I would never. You are my peoples forever, okay?
That's crazy to me.
So, oh, man.
Crazy.
All right, let's get into something else. Let's see. Oh, here we go. This is good. Here we go. Check this out.
What y'all were going to do when he turned 18? What y'all going to do, sir? I said, we just been talking about it.
I mean...
What the world? I mean, you basically helped me raise my son. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I helped you take care of him. And I'm still going to take care of him.
Take care of him, huh?
Yeah.
She be looking out, man.
Looking out? Looking out?
It is what it is. I don't want to have a full-blown conversation. I don't want to get loud. We have neighbors. You need to respect people. It is what it is.
Oh, man.
I have been wanting to leave for a long time.
Oh.
All right, so we really need to get into this.
Wow.
Because
she said, I've been wanting to leave for a long time.
I don't know. Listen, Lynn, this is for everybody. I just want to know, who are you more mad at? Are you mad at her or are you mad at the son? Right? Because me as a dad, if my son is sleeping with my wife, I have an ultimate problem with that because there's no trust with us. There's no love with us. If you can do that to me. Second of all, if you are my wife and you raised my son, what was you doing all of the times that I left y'all together? Were you grooming my son?
That's my concern.
Were you molesting my... I would have you arrested because, first of all, he's not even 18 yet.
He not 18?
He said, no, it said he said, what you gonna do when you turn 18? And she said, I'm gonna take care of him. So on the video, it said that he was 18. But if you listen to what she said, he said, what you gonna do when he turns? She said, I'm still gonna take care of him.
Wow. That
I have a problem with that.
Wow. Wow. That's heavy because my whole thing is, if y'all was in each other's life for all this time, like you said, have you been grooming my son all this time?
Right.
When did y'all start doing stuff? Like, when did you decide that you in love and you want to be with my son? He not even 18 yet.
And the sad part is this, right? So the son is only 17, about to be 18. He has a lot more girls that he's going to wind up with. So
absolutely.
You set yourself up for failure. Because, first of all, and I'm not trying to knock it, she don't look cute to me. Right? She don't look cute. So her not being cute, he ain't gonna be there too much longer. He only using you to get what he want. And then at this point, me, first of all, you just ruined a father and son relationship.
And you ruined your marriage. Like, you was married to this man. So I question your motives from jump, because you married this man. You married this man, been with him 18 years, and then go over to the son? Like, what? She started getting that young pipe and lost her mind. She oh lost my it. God.
Stella got a groove back.
Listen. She is a pedo. She is.
Yes.
She is. She was. I believe wholeheartedly that she groomed him from the jump. When did you look at him and say he's the one? Like, yeah, right. Like, was it 14? Was it 15?
Right. Like,
was it 16 and a half? When did you look at him and say, I'm going to leave my husband and date his son? Like,
see,
are you okay?
And this is the problem that we always have, right? When we talk about why black men don't do certain things. And I'm not excusing every black man. So if it don't fit, must quit, right? All I'm saying is you got a hardworking black man.
Mm-hmm.
At home, he trying to do everything he can. While mm-hmm. he out paying the bills and working, you out having sex with his son, your stepson. At what point did you realize that that was disgusting?
That's crazy.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, you probably washed this little boy in the tub. Like, he said, yeah. "Yo, you grew like
you. You helped raise him.
You helped raise my son."
That's crazy. And then you know what else is crazy? He probably, I'm going a little deep, but he probably had that baby on her. Because they've been married for 18 years. He's 17. He probably had that baby on her. So
she's been plotting for a long
time. Yeah, like I mean, but not to go too deep about it, but if you had that baby on her while y'all was already married or just newly married. You done had a baby on her. And then y'all commenced to raising the child and you end up start sleeping with him? Like, that's real weird. That's very, very, very weird. Like, all in all, she's 100% wrong. Yeah. As for the son is concerned, he has a level of understanding to know that this is wrong. But I don't think he sees... I don't think he sees the implications of not having a relationship with your father because you want to deal with his wife. Like, I don't think he realizes, like, the implications of what he's doing. I don't really think, and I think she's playing on that fact. I think she's playing on the fact that, oh, he young, he don't really realize. But when he does wake up and realize, this is going to be the greatest regret of his life.
Right.
Betraying his father to deal with old girl.
And I can see that. Like, you're right. So there is a time, like, you could groom a kid from young and they might not know any better.
Right.
So they might think what's going on is normal and maybe he don't know. We're going to give him the benefit of the doubt. But it's so wrong. But then again, in the video... What bugs me out is he has some knowledge of it. He said, well,
he understands.
She gonna take at that point, you should have been like, yo, Pop, this is XYZ. You know what I'm saying? Because this is all the way wrong. Yeah, all the way all nasty. Wrong.
Yeah.
All the way. There's no like, yo, it ain't no for me, ain't no coming back.
Nah.
Ain't no coming back.
Fuck you both.
I hope she gets
And that's that on that.
I
like,
hope she gets
and then,
sick.
And then on both ends of it. You gonna realize that this young boy is not what you want, not what you need. And he's gonna realize that I could deal with anybody I wanna deal with.
Right.
Like, I don't gotta deal with her. Like, and then on top of that, you're gonna look back and realize I just lost a relationship with my father.
Right. The one
father been in my life my whole life.
And then
niggas can't say that. Every nigga can't say that. My father been in my life my whole life. I've had a good relationship with my father my whole life. And then you turn around and betray him for some pussy, some old pussy.
Right. Some dusty old cootie cat. Like, ah.
I don't know.
You're going to
get sick.
Just
very, very weird.
You're going to catch cotton mouth, young fella.
She could have been grooming him for that. He may have think that this was normal. No, he would have to get the fuck out of Longwood. That's right.
Listen.
Period, point blank. Y'all gotta go.
And then she's talking about
y'all want to be in a relationship.
She wanted to leave a long time ago. Then you should have left. You should have left. Nobody held you there. You should have left a long time ago.
Now, DJ, he gonna say, this is why I don't do pussy.
DJ. That's
it always
not why.
Comes back to
See,
this.
That's not why, DJ. That's not why. Because it happened in your world too, fella.
Yeah, it's all some right? good pussies out here. Every pussy ain't no bad pussy. It's good pussies out here. It's good ones. We got some good ones. All the pussies ain't bad.
Right.
Make you do weird shit.
Hey, do, look, look, look.
Nigga said make you do weird shit.
Listen, hey. If you get in a, listen, and this is for both teams. If you get in any kind of way, it can make you do some weird stuff.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Right. I'm just saying. Dick make you do, good God.
DJ, you probably done did some weird stuff,
I'm
too.
I'm telling you.
Listen.
Dick make you do some, dick make you do some wild shit. You be at 4 o'clock in the morning. Babe, you want to... You say you want a steak dinner? Let me go fire up the grill. Let me get the grill rolling.
Don't mind us. Don't mind. This is Let's Talk Crazy. Shout out to my COG family. Yeah, in the building. Yo.
Lord, she got the church ladies.
So we are. So DJ, you already know how you get down. Huh? So I'm
tell who
sure.
about your Christmas gift. Yeah, this is a good time to tell them about the Christmas gift. Dick make you do some crazy things.
What That's you talking about now? What?
I'm segueing.
Oh God, what? Hey,
listen,
what are we, oh man,
see,
hold
said,
on, wait.
He said, now I can't argue with that dick. It's a drug.
Let me say this. The
it's
views of Saucy C. Are not the views of Let's
Talk Crazy. They directly reflect
the
views of Let's Talk Crazy.
We apologize for anything that you may hear at this moment.
We don't apologize.
Okay.
All right, so boom. So I don't remember how the whole story went, but all I know is
what Christmas is this?
It was this Christmas. It's this coming up this Christmas. So it was recent.
Wait.
Yeah. So it's Christmas? A Christmas gift that I plan to get for Chuck. For the
oh
sauce
my Lord
daddy.
Jesus Christ.
So, you know, we was...
Can somebody give me 2 aspirins right now? Because I don't feel like I'm... Oh,
you'll
my
be
God.
Right. So we was being grown, you know.
Don't touch me while you say that. Don't touch me.
So we was being grown and it got good. Like, real good. Like, it was hitting.
I'm about to throw
so
up.
So what happened was... Is, you know, we both arrived at our destination at the same time.
Get out of here.
We both arrived at our destination at the same time. Train pulled into the station at the same time. It was a blessing. It's a blessing when that train pulled into the station at the same time. So that mug was so good. Boy, I rolled over and I started shopping for his Christmas gift for this year. I said, well, shit. I said, let me go ahead and get started on this motherfucking Wait. Gift. And I already knew what I wanted to get him is something I wanted to get him. I was like, I rolled over after I got my breath, got my bearings. I was like, well, shit, let me get a head start on this motherfucking Christmas. And that was like a month ago.
So she started buying Christmas gifts before Halloween.
That dick is a drug, baby. It's a drug.
No, I'm not
make
even.
Make it do, what Al Green say?
It's a hell of a drug.
Make it do wrong, make it do right.
I'm nauseous. I'm sick to my stomach.
You need to be happy that we have a healthy and thriving
why
sex life.
I be happy?
I am married.
God
ordained this for me. God ordained this sex for me.
Oh my God. I'm nauseous.
God said I could have this sex, bro.
I'm
God
nauseous.
God said I could have this
oh,
sex.
Oh God, Lord Jesus.
He said I could do it.
I'm no longer. This is why I don't talk to you for a whole week.
Boy, I rolled over. I said, God, let me order this right now. Put it on pre-order.
But now you know how the old lady feels. She about to buy him a PS5. She about to buy him 2 joysticks, Madden and 2K.
Oh my Lord.
She like, you know what? I'm buying his Christmas gifts right now too.
Ooh-wee.
She getting the PS5, 2K, and 2 good controllers.
Oh my Lord, today.
Oh man.
I say that to say that nigga's a drug, baby. Man, make you do right. Don't even be mad no more.
This show is over. I don't even want to talk anymore.
Every time I get some, I be better.
See, this is why.
Every time I get some.
We just had a conversation.
I think I'm like a nigga, too, because I be like, you going to give me some?
Yo.
I be acting like a nigga. I be like, man.
So listen, man, we had a conversation.
Man, you gonna give me some.
Why you keep tapping me?
Ain't nobody else here.
You stop tapping me.
Well, you feel some type of way? I don't want you, Dusty.
First of all, this is why we had a conversation. She said, oh, you don't even call and check on me. This is why I can't call you no more. This is why.
This is not what we talk about in our conversations. Hey, Chuck, let's go crazy.
All right, so let me ask you this. What is his Christmas gift?
I'll show you. Oh, wait,
So he don't know yet?
No, of course not.
I thought you kind of told him, like, hey, this is what you're getting for Christmas.
Hell no.
She about to buy you a new car, bro.
I wish I could. If I had the money, I sure would. Next morning, she was like, I ain't even sleep. I was buying you a Christmas gift. Yo. I sure did.
Hold on.
I sure did.
You know what, though? I ain't even going to lie. I'm going to applaud that on Chuck. Applaud him. Got his wife in here acting crazy. Got her acting stupid, acting like a damn
fool. As it should be. Here, go.
Let me see what the gift is.
It's not that one, but it's one like that.
Yo, you about to be straight, my boy.
Yeah, like that. And that's not it. That's not all. I got one or two more things because, you know, every time he hit it, I buy something else. He hit it this morning. I'm going to buy something.
I'm just saying. She's going to be broke.
I'm just saying. I got hit up this morning. I put something else in
all
the
right,
cart.
Crackhead.
It is
crackhead,
what it is.
Crackhead. Stop it, crackhead. Look at the Tyrone Biggums over here.
I smoke rock.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying.
What did the comments say?
Woo-wee.
He said you could still call. Shut up, DJ.
Exactly.
Lord Jesus. What Precious say? Let's see.
This is the type of investigation I would love to get so high as to be arrested just because.
I'm not understanding. She's talking about the video. Like, she want to experience that type of high. What? Or
No. She's talking about this.
I need you to stop touching me every time you say.
Don't be mad. Listen. Everything is everything. Go ahead,
fuck out of here.
What's your next topic? Got me excited.
Chuck, she coming home to you now, bro.
Period. Part two.
Oh, my God. All right. What is the next one? Oh, so this is just some celebrity stuff. So there was a question. You know, Rick Ross has beef with 50. Who doesn't 50 have beef with?
Rick Ross got beef with 50.
It's been a long time.
That's so annoying.
But, you know, Meek Mill's had beef with Drake, and they kind of mended.
I saw that the question was asked. This was the question.
Just me speaking about.
You spoke about Meek and Drake. Obviously, y'all are in a great place. Y'all are cool. You said that y'all share music.
Yeah.
Can we see something like that happen for you at 50, or is that too far gone?
I doubt it.
He didn't even hesitate.
Nigga said,
I doubt it. Yo, with all of this, it's so much hip hop.
So weird.
Yeah, like, and it's like at this point. Y'all mad old. Like,
and it be off of nothing. It just be off of egos and
right
saying weird shit.
I ain't
for
gonna
likes.
Lie though. 50, Snoop,
50 got beef with everybody,
but,
though. I'm not
you know
even
why, you know why I mess with 50 though? Because 50 will do things, right? Like him buying Ja Rule's first, like, what was it, 15 rows, right? And having that whole
yo,
section
he's petty.
Empty.
The nigga is petty. He's yo, mad petty.
If you owe him money, he gonna put it out in the streets.
Oh, yeah.
Yo,
he's
50
so
is
petty. Like, he's the petty. He's one of the pettiest celebrities that I know. He does not care.
I ain't even mad at it, though.
Oh,
like,
didn't one of them smash the other's BM? I didn't know that. Put us on to the T. What's T, DJ?
Because
I didn't know that.
No, right. Back in the
day. Who slept with who, baby mother?
I think, if I'm not mistaken, 50 went after, or was it Rick Ross was smashing 50, baby mama?
Let's go to the interwebs.
I think it was the other way around.
Let me go to the interwebs and see.
Rick Ross, baby mama, something like that. Yeah, but facts, DJ, that was something. because I think it was 50 because he was buying her things and he was flaunting it. Oh. Like, hey, I bought this and I bought that. And they were saying something about, I think he said something about Rick Ross owing child support and all of this stuff. So, yeah, it was a big thing about that back in the days. So I actually forgot about that. Damn. So if that's what this beef is for, this been beef from a long time. This been years. Yeah, look. She's infatuated with it.
No, I'm just trying to get to the information.
Yeah, but yeah. At what point does rap beef stop?
Yeah,
though?
Like when y'all gonna leave it alone?
Because we losing a lot of our hip hop artists due to this stuff, and it's just like, all right, can we stop? Like, can we move on?
Okay, I found something. Uh huh.
50 interviews, baby moms. Rick Ross, baby moms. And said she was talking crazy about Ross. Yeah, it was a lot of stuff going on. But yeah, it's time to let it go, though. Let me say this.
Of course he put it in his music.
Right, and he took her shopping.
I love to pay bills. Can't wait to pay your rent. Curtis Jackson, baby mama, I ain't asking for a cent. Oh, shoot. Mm. Burn the house down, nigga. You got to buy another... Don't forget the gas can, jealous, stupid motherfucker.
Well, listen.
I
ain't even gonna lie. I don't think I could forgive somebody who wants to smash. Well, no. Well, if you smash my baby mama, thanks for helping me out.
At this point.
But yeah.
That's crazy. That's mad petty.
If I was with like my baby mama and you smashed her, we can never be friends. We couldn't. We couldn't. It's the principle.
Maybe she just was outside with everybody.
But it don't matter. The fact that, like, she's outside, but you did that and we in
this. I feel like in the industry is different because, like.
See, people say that a lot.
These niggas and these females get around to a lot of different people and places.
But again, if you know I'm not with her, that's one thing. If you know that I'm with her and you're doing this to be spiteful,
that's
friends.
A violation. Right. And then on top of that, it's like, as a female, like, bro, you know going over there was more than just about you.
Like, here's my thing. And this is real talk, right? Would you smash, like, say your homegirl break up. You're not with you, right? Your homegirl break up. And her ex or her baby father find you attractive, would you mess with him?
Nope.
Exactly. It's just something.
Yeah, it's just a code. It's just a code.
And I couldn't see myself messing with one of my homies' girlfriends or whatever. Like, nah, if she's smut, and we hitting it, and he hit it, and then I hit it, then that's one thing.
That's nasty in the muff.
Right, but that's a smut. You know what I'm saying? We smut out. But if that's a girl that my man had feelings for,
right?
I can't. And especially if y'all got kids, what am I supposed to be like, the step uncle daddy? Like, what is that?
Yeah, like, why?
That's weird.
Why Uncle John John over here so much?
Right, Uncle John John buying Christmas gifts.
Why Uncle John John over here a lot? Like, what's up? Like, I thought that was daddy brother. Like,
that ain't daddy brother. That's mommy's other. That's what that is. All right, so let's go on. So, recently, the other day, it came out, Sexy Red had a show, and she's being carried off the stage. And she's being carried off the stage.
Okay.
And another security guard, so she has her own security, and the venue must have had their security. One of the security guards from the venue grazed her butt while the other bodyguard, her team, was carrying her off the stage. Take a look. On the side, he put his hand out. I need you to watch it again. Now watch when his hand comes. Like, watch his hand.
Come on now.
Why you see put it down low? You see he put his hand out. For what? And he grazed the booty. She was like, he went to pound town. My booty hurt, bro.
Get that nigga. You are crazy.
Her security and I got mopped by the security activity. I would have
come on now.
Nah, he got me.
she owe me a raise. Like, yeah, you can't look. Look, they talking about it. Yo, look, he touched my butt. What? Who? Let me go back and get that new. And look, but look at the steel picture on the side. He knew he was waiting for
like, his ass are coming.
Is wide
ass
open.
Ass are coming.
He's like, I never gonna get this time again.
Yeah, they did wear him out.
Yeah,
that's wild.
That's crazy.
Ski.
Security is ski.
Security. Crazy.
All right, let's go on to another topic.
Let me stop this. I am protesting.
I don't want to talk about him. I just want to know. This ain't even about him at this point. My concern is the school.
Don't even have a song that's fire enough right. to elicit this type of response.
How can a school, a high school,
it's a high school?
Yes.
Oh yeah, he definitely not getting booked for college.
To come in here with all the, first of all, the problem that I have with this is schools are trying to ban a lot of stuff and tell you this and tell you that. Oh, this is not good for our kids. But yet the image and the stuff he portrays and the things that he do live, you gonna let him come and teach your kids? You gonna let him perform in front of your kids? Like, that's crazy.
These schools don't be, a lot of them schools do not be knowing.
No. That's not an excuse.
Or caring.
That's not an excuse. Because let me tell you this. One thing that I learned this.
Somebody right? obviously didn't do their research.
Right.
It was oh, yeah, let's get Blueface. Oh, yeah, that'll be great for the kids.
But here's one thing. They as a school, you're supposed to do your research. Yeah, I remember bringing.
You have to say that everybody does.
Right. But then that. Listen, this school should be held liable. This school should
be held accountable. Look at the dances. Look at
right.
The pop, pop, pop.
First of all, like
pop, pop.
And first of all, she doesn't even have a good song. Period.
She does not have a single that would elicit this type of response.
Right.
She doesn't have a single that elicits this type of response.
I think they rapping other people's songs.
Oh yeah.
I don't think they rapping their own song. Right. Cause even
they're rapping Crazy in Love, Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Right. His greatest, his biggest hit, Tatiana, don't even got that type of bop.
Yeah. It don't got that.
Right.
It don't have none of that.
Like, come on. None of that. Put the Trailer Park Trash away, please. Put the Trailer Park Trash away. Yeah, that definitely ain't it.
Yeah, you know I don't like to talk about Bluetooth anyway.
That was some lame homie.
No, I don't like
Bluetooth. I must be all. All right. Yeah, we all know only one song. Don't nobody know his songs. Like, but I just want to understand, like, why is this a thing at a high school? This should never be anything at a high school. All right. All right, let's see what
I told you, I only know one song by his ass, too. And that's that Bust Down Tatiana. And it wouldn't be nothing without Cardi. Cardi.
Facts. Right, the remix. Because the remix sold more than the original.
Money, my business. I'm bopping.
You got to stop taking the cord out.
I didn't take the cord
out.
You
did.
Mommy, Cardiana. Now I was holding my kid, Mommyana.
Oh, God.
Real bitch. I don't be with all the trauma.
So now.
Minding my business. I'm bopping. All right, moving on.
That dick is trash. All right. So now,
hey, we love Cardi.
We love Cardi, definitely. But now in the news, if you've been paying attention all over the internet, all over the waves, Keke Palmer has now filed a case, a domestic violence case against her baby daddy. And it's crazy because you know what? And I've been watching a whole lot of clips. They said Steve Harvey was trying to warn her before when she came up there and she was bragging about him and he said, no, but I want you to. She said, no, he want me to be with a billionaire. He said, no, I don't want you to be with a billionaire, but I want you to be with somebody that you could be proud of. And I guess he felt like this dude wasn't it, right? So not only that, you know, it's been a lot. She should have learned from the Usher situation, right? You should have left the man alone after the Usher thing. You should have just...
He showed his ass, and you should have believed him
then.
But at the same time, I will say, first of all, I want to say that this is crazy that this happened to her. I do feel bad for everything that's happened. You know, it's crazy that you was out here, like, really abusing this girl.
First of all, as a man, you abuse Akilah in the B. You abuse Jasmine Palmer from the Long Shots.
Crazy.
You like, dude, do you know what type of hell you about to catch?
That's like crazy.
Kiki Palmer, dude, Disney's best. Like, you gotta be out your damn mind.
Yeah.
And not only this, now this story take a little turn because her mom got into it. So,
really?
Yeah. So
I didn't know about that.
So you know his brother. What the hell's his name? Darius. So Darius Jackson's brother. I guess I don't know what he does. Maybe I'm off out the loop. But he's some type of celebrity. But he basically said and came on Twitter saying that his brother is abusive and he knows that wow. his brother was abusive or whatever. But check out what Kiki Palmer moms have to say about that.
Look, I've never done anything like this. I've been in this business for 20 years stuff, but this is I can't help myself. For Sharonis Jackson to post on his Twitter, the ridiculous stuff that he's posted when he knew his brother was abusive. I went to Sharonis over a year ago and told him that his brother was abusive to my daughter, and he said, well, I used to be like that too. What? Now he's posting on Twitter like he's this special guy. We know he's the biggest fuck boy in Hollywood. He's disrespectful to women, just like his little brother. He taught his brother how to be abusive. So he don't get to act like he's this special guy. No, you're a fuck boy and you're a part of the problem. Look, I've never done anything like this. I've been in this business.
He played on Insecure.
Stuff. Insecure. But this is.
Yeah, with Issa Rae, Insecure.
I can't help myself.
That's with Serena Jackson. That's Dro. That's Dro from Insecure. That's why I said I know him. He's acted on quite a few things.
He was in the BET show. He played the basketball player.
I can't remember the name of it, but yeah.
But he was the basketball player.
That's him too. That's his brother? Wow. I did not know that.
I got it. I got it. So, Jackson's DJ said he commends her for actually leaving because so many women stay.
Yeah.
That is true.
And that probably is what took her so long to leave because a lot of people will say, oh, well, you should have left him after the shit with Usher. That's her son's father. So at the end of the day, having a kid in the middle of it brings a whole different perspective to the situation. You just picking up and leaving on your own is very different from picking up and leaving and separating a child from their father and stuff like that. So women think about those things too, as far as like leaving. So I'm also glad that she had the courage to file. And I'm also glad that she had the courage to go public with it because as a celebrity, you also kind of don't want to bring all of that on your name either,
right.
But it's about your safety. So I'm glad that she said, fuck all that. You're not going to keep abusing me. We got to dip.
I ain't going to lie. So, I'd have been at the court tapping my hands, clapping my feet. Yeah, I know I tried to call you, but the line was busy. take that nigga to jail.
Yeah, I'm glad she took the steps. I'm really glad. I feel bad that this happened to her. In one report I saw where it said that he yoked her up and dragged her across the couch or something like that. Dragged her across the back of the couch.
Yo,
like,
this is crazy.
Broke in her house or something like that. Like she wouldn't let him in, so he broke in her house. Like, that's really wild. And like I really feel like that he showed his ass with the whole Usher thing. He stood 10 toes on it too.
Right.
He stood 10 toes on what he felt like. He was like, oh, you're a mother or whatever the case, man. You a mother. It's the, like, come on.
So
like,
my thing with
you're
that,
insecure.
Right. Because the thing with Usher, when I watched that video, I didn't see nothing really bad.
It wasn't too crazy. It really wasn't.
She wore her birthday dress. You knew she wore that outside. My thing is, Usher is a performer. She's a performer. You know who they are, right? Like, this is what they do. So I wouldn't have been mad at that. Now, this whole thing with him, like, dude, you had, like, this is wild. Like, I don't even know what to say. Like, dude, you did all of this to do what? This was Kiki Palmer. Again, you're a nobody.
Right.
You're a nobody. That part. You're known because you're Keke Palmer. And maybe that's the reason why. Some people can't
handle that. Yeah, some niggas can't handle being like, but if that's something that you can handle, don't deal with a celebrity. Don't deal with somebody who has any level of fame and she's always in the spotlight. She's always in the limelight. And then also, if you get in that position where you dealing with a celebrity, you have to know when not to make no scene and stuff like that.
Facts.
So, because the first thing that I thought of when they came out with the whole Usher thing was, my nigga, nobody briefed you. Nobody said to you, listen, you're dealing with somebody who's in the limelight.
Right.
You need to handle things a different kind of way. You can't be on Twitter all willy-nilly. You can't do that. Not when it comes to her career, because you will damage her career. Good thing for her, she flipped it and she turned it into something positive. You know, she made a video out of it. She released her music off of it. She did all of that. She flipped the negative into a positive. But that nigga wasn't ready for that at all anyway.
Listen, let my baby
mama. Way too insecure.
Let my baby mama make millions. Listen, I'm falling shut in my line. Ass. I'm a good house Negro.
Bitch, shut up.
No problem. I'm sitting right there on the couch. What you need? You need some water, baby?
Shut up.
Be the best personal assistant she
shutting
got.
Shutting up.
Right. You ain't got to worry about me. I'm in the cut.
You see my baby daddy?
I'm in the cut.
Hey, y'all.
Word.
I'm gonna go to the events and smile and hold my kid. Fuck are you talking listen, about? Like,
I'm
come on.
Whatever she need, I'm going to get. I'm going to make sure
get it for you. I get it for you.
I got you.
Step and fetch it.
You need a foot rub? Listen, I'll be the best
give me them
masseuse,
feet.
Everything
give
she
me them
need.
Feet.
Man, listen, the best personal assistant anybody
yeah,
can.
Yeah, he's wild for that. I'm so glad she finally is coming public about it. Expose abusers, expose them, because the power in their abuse is nobody knowing or you not saying anything because you don't want to, you know, whatever. You don't want people to know that you going through. Expose they ass.
First
they
of
don't
all,
like to be exposed. Expose they ass. Tell everybody what a liar and a manipulator and a narcissistic person they are.
But
expose
as,
they ass.
As a man, if you're sitting there to fight a woman, or to hit a woman, that's crazy. Now, you know what's so crazy too is they're not the only ones going through this, because now I seen something about Fatboy SSE, him and his wife.
Oh, putting hands on her?
They had a domestic situation.
Really? I watched them a little bit on that show that they was on. And
Celebrity,
it just...
retreat, a couple of retreats or
something. I watched maybe one or two episodes. I'm really not a reality person like that.
Right.
But I really liked them. Or whatever.
But now it's a clip out where they're arguing over something. He wants some keys and he takes her phone. At one point, it looked like he pushed her to the floor. I don't know. Like, again, people show you what they want.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but apparently she had left him or she wants to leave him for another artist or something.
Oh.
So I guess they've been.
But she had been dealing with it for a while. Like,
right.
He cheated on her with, like, girls in the
DMs
and stuff.
And y'all gotta realize this. If you bold enough to cheat, don't be mad when it's time
they
for
cheat
her to
back.
Leave, right?
Yeah,
because,
or they cheat back.
Right. It is what it is. Listen, just leave the relationship alone.
Because they had a kid. Then, like, she found out that he was cheating on her with girls in the DMs and stuff like that.
Listen, you cheat on me, keep it booking. I'm out. I ain't going to be sitting here fighting you. I ain't arguing with you. Listen, you feel like somebody else is better for you, bye, I got to go. I'm out. I ain't wasting no time.
Listen.
We ain't got nothing else to talk about.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Bye. You leave with what you came with, I'm going to leave with what I came with. And if you got something better than what I might stick that out the door.
Shit.
I ain't going to lie to you. I'm taking something out the door.
Stupid.
It is what it is.
Crazy.
But, all right, let's move on to the next one. Let's see. What's this?
Stupid, yo. I can't believe I'm sitting here just finding out you got an OnlyFans page. Out of all these years, yo, the disrespect that comes with it, that you couldn't even talk to me before you did it. That's bullshit,
it's
that's
the look on her face for
she,
me. She can't.
She
doesn't give a
fuck. Wait, no. Calm. You're not gonna say fuck me or that's fucked up. It's not
what
fucked
fuck
up.
It is. What the fuck you doing?
Listen, it's not fucked up. And
all right, wait. Let me pause it right there, though. Let's pause it right there. So let's bring it up to speed.
She looked at him like a bro.
So
good.
Former NBA player Joe Smith. His wife, he found out his wife had an OnlyFans, right? So he approached her about it. Now, I just want to ask you, would you do OnlyFans without Chuck knowing?
No.
Why? That looked like the fear of God.
Oh, no. There ain't no fear.
I'm just playing.
Oh, no. I ain't scared of that man. Ooh. I would let him know because, right. I'm sorry, as his wife, you know, he has a right to know
Shut up. Get the money, girl.
Get the money, girl. As his wife, he has a right to know if I'm exposing goods that belong to him.
Right.
And, you know, we get married, we become one. So decisions like that, even when it comes, especially when it comes down to something like that, where you, you know, you're getting another job showing your ass.
But I think that's, I think that's what his whole point is, right?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. But even if it's me getting a job somewhere, something like that, that's something you should talk over with your spouse. That's something that you, those decisions, I don't think you should make alone. If you have a spouse, you have a spouse to speak to them about that. You have a spouse to, you know, get their perspective on it, get their point of view on it. Now, if that's something that I wanted to do, I would go to him and be like, babe, we can get this money out here. But, like,
right. And then again, if y'all going through financial problems, you should have definitely talked about him. Maybe he probably would have joined you in the OnlyFans. Let's see what happens, right? Like,
oh, shit. She said the bills were due and you're not providing.
Right. But check. But listen. Boom. But look, let's go into it some more. Let's listen to what the else
wizard,
she had to say.
The wizard check start.
We're going to. Okay, look. So I have an OnlyFans page, and he's mad because he's just now finding out about it.
Of course I'm mad I'm just finding out about it.
I'm not doing it with anybody but myself, so why should I have to tell you? My choice, my body. My body, my fucking choice.
I'm your partner. You're supposed to come to me and talk to me.
Joe, I've been talking to you about mad things. I've been asking for solutions to shit. You're not giving me none, so I created one.
That's no solution. Not in my book. That's
you knew who the fuck I was when you met me.
Before.
Oh.
Before. After that, everything's supposed to change.
Everything did change.
No.
And that's another problem. Pause it right there.
So
everything was supposed to change when you met me. And false. Listen. Sorry. Whoever you marry, they're going to be the, unless they make a conscious decision to change, they're going to be the same nigga before the ring, same nigga after they get the ring. They're going to be the same person. She was out there hoeing before,
please
don't think a ring on it is going to make it. It probably made her pause for a little bit. But to another point, if you're not bringing no bread in the household, she going back to her old ways. Mm. Honestly, if you're not bringing no bread in the house and she feel like she's struggling to survive, she gonna go back to the ways that she used to survive, which was selling pussy.
But that's my thing right there, right? You knew who she was. Now, I do agree with certain things, right? When you get married, you are supposed to calm some things down. Some things you just gotta say, hey,
oh, I agree
I'm
with
now
it.
Married. But he's like, she did this but she tried to get slick. You see the wordplay she did? He said, you supposed to talk to me about it. She said, I do talk to you about certain things or some things.
I talk to you about a lot of things.
But you didn't talk about this. And that's why. And you knew what his reaction was going to be. And then she tried to, wait, I don't even know if she said it yet. Let's play the rest of the video before I even say it.
No, it had to, I had obviously to do something. Hasn't.
You stood out there showing your body. You stood out there doing stuff like this on camera.
You act like that's the only thing that I do. I have mad jobs, but they're not facilitating everything that needs to be done. So I got something extra. OnlyFans be breaking me off. What the fuck?
Come on, Keisha, with that. It don't matter what they breaking you off. It's the disrespect that comes with it.
What disrespect?
You couldn't come and talk to me about it.
Okay, well, we're talking about it now.
Because I had to find out on the fly.
All right, then. But now, okay.
No,
so, wait.
I had to find out on the fly.
So now you know.
Yo. Oh, shit.
Yeah, now I know.
Okay. And so?
And so?
Yo, see, at
yo,
this
she
point.
Don't, she don't respect him at all.
At this point, I would leave. We can't be together.
Yeah.
Because, and it's not just, now it's not about the OnlyFans, right? Now
it's about the disrespect.
It's about the disrespect that she's showing towards
me. Yeah, because she doesn't care and she's unapologetic. So DJ said, she should have told him though, but his opinion may not matter if we're on the brink of eviction or something, but just to do it, no. So I do see that. I see that point of view, because my whole thing is, if I'm keep talking to you like, babe, we need to do this, we need to do something, we need to flip some money, and you're not listening to me, and I feel like I'm backed in the corner, we about to lose all this shit. Yeah, I'm gonna go back to what I used to be doing.
I agree. Here's the thing. I don't think it's that serious where they're about to lose everything, right? Now, they might not be making the money that they have or they had or be able to spend the money. So I think that's where it's more or less at. Because I think if they was on the verge of losing whatever, he probably would have been like, all right, but this next time, let me know, right? It wouldn't even next got to time, this let point. Me know. Right. It wouldn't even got to this point. Because if we're on the verge of getting kicked out, I'd be like,
yeah, do what you gotta do.
I'm
baby.
A little upset that you did it, but I
rub your back after.
Right, but I understand. And then in the video, she also says, well, you act like I'm doing it with somebody. I'm doing it by myself. Okay. That doesn't make it better for me. It doesn't. True. It doesn't make it better.
Chuck said, y'all got to see the interview with Cameron and her. Cameron was choosing for real. Uh-oh.
Oh.
DJ said, you can't turn a hoe into a housewife.
Well, listen, somebody just put that up, right? Where they say you can't turn into a housewife. But a dude made a real good point. He said a home starts with H-O. Ho in me makes a home.
Hey, the hoe in me makes a home. That's crazy.
There you go.
That's crazy. So, I don't subscribe to it, but that's crazy as hell.
That was actually good.
Points were made. And she recorded it and put it online, so she really don't give a... She don't. You could tell by her... I could tell by in the first few seconds of the video, she was like, here come this nigga with right. this shit. Like, we don't know already.
With his crying ass.
And then, you know, after that camera went off, she probably went to, but you ate off of it. You know that goddamn food in the fridge? I went to Kroger and I filled up the fridge off this pussy money.
Yo.
I went to Kroger and I filled up the fridge off this OnlyFans shit. They be, like she said in the video, they be breaking me off. Which means lights were paid, gas was paid, car note was paid, groceries was in the fridge because of that coochie money.
Listen, it comes down to this. Your girl is for the streets.
She's telling everybody y'all. She probably is. She be on the phone with her mother. Yeah, he ain't doing shit.
She for the community.
Yeah, my OnlyFans check about to come in. So, you know, I'm going to make sure the bills is taken care of because he ain't doing it.
She for the community. Uh-huh. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, girl. Yeah. And just sitting up here, the wizard checks ain't coming in no more.
Listen, if you're looking
wizard checks.
Listen, if you're looking for her number, it's 311 or 411.
Wizard checks. She's community. When I met him, all the wizard checks was where the wizards
why
at.
Why are you saying wizards? He's with the Warriors.
It was the Warriors?
Yeah,
I thought that was a Wizards jersey.
It said, Warriors.
Go back.
Oh, my God.
Go back.
Yo, nah, like, no, why she keep saying that? Like,
I thought it was the Washington Wizards.
No.
I can't believe I'm saying
that. Oh, it do say Warriors. My bad.
And I'm like, why she keep saying that?
Where the Warriors checks at? Where the Warriors checks? Look at her face.
Look.
That face right there told you that she don't give a goddamn.
She don't. That's that Kermit.
Care.
Kermit the Frog sip. Like, yeah.
Bills were paid though.
All right. So now moving on to other things.
Oh God.
So they trying to get your boy Young Thug. And we live in a world now, Lord. They are using your music to indict you.
Yeah.
So check this out. They are going for your boy Young Thug.
Trick is, hey, this that flying shit. Hey, YSL shit. Killing 12 shit. Fuck the jail shit. This that mob
this
shit.
Listen to this
YSL.
This
that mob
time she listen
life.
To this.
Yeah.
Now,
she studied this.
First and foremost, as right. it relates to the first portion of this verse, hey, this that slime shit, that. YSL shit, killing 12 shit, fuck a jail shit. Your Honor, we have a case with Christian Eppinger that's going to be counts 32 wow. through 39 in this indictment, in which when he was being apprehended by Officer Rogers of the Atlanta Police Department, this defendant pulls out a gun and shoots Officer Rogers multiple times.
Oh.
Only by the grace of God that he is not dead. But that represents this mindset of this gang. This is what they do. They want to kill in 12 shit. We know that 12 is a euphemism for... Hey, this is that slime shit.
I ain't gonna lie. They about to put Young Thug under the jail.
She broke that down very, very articulately. I just hope this that slime shit.
Right.
Hey, this that 12.
But I hope them dresses look good in prison for him. Because, look, remember how homeboy built, we built the bitch? He gonna be like that.
You don't need one.
That's crazy.
The only thing that, you know, I don't agree with about that is that you can no longer have any creativity as it comes to, you can't come up with anything in your lyrics that might be considered serious. Anything that might be considered serious, they're going to use it against you in the court of law. And it's weird.
That's a fact.
At the same time, you know, I don't know. I just feel like that takes away your creative whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you can't get on and have any comedy, have any, you know, any creative process. Nah, they not with none of that. They're going to hold you in the court over that. You see what happened to, Bobby Shmurda and them?
Oh, yeah.
And Bobby Shmurda and Rowdy and all of them? Yeah, they got indicted off of, partially off of lyrics.
I should say sorry to Miss Penny. She called me outside. She hit you back.
Hello?
Yeah, that's definitely crazy.
Yeah.
So, we got one more thing. It's not even nothing big. But, here we go.
Yeah. Yo. Pussy money.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go. So, today is 11/11.
It is. Shout out to all the veterans. Shout out to all the veterans. Everybody who has served in the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard.
Thank you for your service.
All of that. Thank you for your service. Shout out to the ones that, you know, didn't make it home. God bless y'all.
Right.
Shout out to my brother, who is a veteran.
Shout out to him.
He is a U.S. Marine veteran. Whatever y'all be saying for the Marines.
I'm a Brooklyn Marine. Brooklyn vet.
We're not doing
Shout
that.
Shout out to all my Brooklyn vets out there in the streets holding it down behind
behind the project walls.
You know how we do.
Please fuck out of here. Deja said, don't murder people and then rap about murdering people. I'm just...
Right. But listen, that's what makes it so easy cops nowadays. Because nowadays, you don't even have to go do no investigation.
Yep, nope.
The investigation is in the song on Facebook and Instagram.
Just turn on that shit. Yeah, I killed Jimmy. Yeah. I killed Billy. I killed Tommy too. And I killed...
Yeah.
Sorry.
So today, shout out to the veterans.
It is 11/11.
Thanksgiving is coming up soon. What?
Go ahead.
What?
Go ahead. All right. We get real sensitive about that.
About Thanksgiving?
Yeah. It's very serious thing. Serious.
I was just saying.
Go ahead.
What you preparing for Thanksgiving?
Go ahead. Continue.
I don't know. I'm nervous. Say what you gotta say.
It gets real in the field.
Well, Chris Brown's album. This is the last thing I had to say. Was Chris Brown's album. Chris Brown's album dropped today. Okay. Here's a little bit if you don't know.
What did I do for you, girl?
The completed album is now.
And I know. I got the clue for you. Love like a riddle, yeah. Give me the clues for the riddle. Laugh just a little, yeah. Life's pretty sweet, can't be bitchy. Tell me love until the morning,
You know I gotta turn it down. I don't want them to cut us off because you know Chris Brown will get you shut down.
Oh, okay. You were twerking to yourself. Hell yeah.
This nigga.
Hell yeah.
Oh my
god. I'm finna go download it right now.
I already did it. I did it before you came.
Shout out to all the Scorpios. Deja birthday coming up on the 15th. Tell me if I'm right or wrong, the 15th. But shout out to my girl. One of the only Scorpios I like. Love you.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. So, Thanksgiving, like I said, is coming up soon. What do you got planned for Thanksgiving?
A lot of things. We're going to go into it deep next week.
Next week, okay.
Yeah, I got to give some rules and regulations to Thanksgiving. Ooh. I'm not even gonna hold y'all. I gotta give some. So that's what we doing next week. Next week we finna break it down real proper.
Rules and regulations.
We gotta give you some rules and regulations to Thanksgiving because you liable to get put the fuck out the family if you don't follow the rules and regulations of Thanksgiving.
If you got roaches, please don't invite nobody to your house.
And that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. You come with your rules and regulations, I'm going to come with my paper and my dissertation, and we're going to chop it up next week about the rules and the regulations of Thanksgiving.
If you're nasty, don't cook. Please, just go to somebody's house.
Listen.
That's it. I'm just saying. All right. So with that being said,
Thanksgiving going to be a time.
It's always a time.
Hallelujah.
It's always a vibe. All right. So with that being said, I do want you to shout this out. Make sure you go ahead.
Ooh-wee. We love Benevolent Gentlemen here. Shout out to Benevolent Gentlemen. That is my baby. That's his company. He makes handmade beard butter. Beard oil and body oil, lip balm. Everything smells amazing. It's helping. Have you seen his beard lately? Go watch our video and look at his beard, because his beard is flourishing. Why? Because of Benevolent Gentlemen products. Hit him up, Benevolent Gentlemen on Instagram, or at his Instagram if you have it, to get your products. I'm just saying, if you want to be flourishing, full beard, all the good things. You want some hair to grow on top of your head? Hit up Benevolent Gentlemen.
Lord Jesus.
And we love the Charm Boutique. The Charm Boutique is actually taking a break. So what? We appreciate and love you guys for all of the support. We do have a few products left, but after those products, we are taking a break. Just trying to restructure, refocus, get our mind right and everything, but we're never stopping. We always moving. So hit me up if you need something. I got some products still available. I'm the plug. I'm still a plug. I'm still the plug.
And don't forget also, let's go back. All right, and don't forget, every Friday, make sure you hit up Dash Radio.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to the boy Corey Giles, DJ Corey Giles, DJ for the Connecticut Suns out there doing what he do best. He's out there doing everything. Catch him on Dash Radio, Shadyville. Yo, he's out there making a name for himself, doing what he do best. And don't forget, also make sure you check out my girl, Star the Show.
We love Star the Show.
Listen, you already see we on that New York-ish right here. You see that hat?
Mine at the house. But that's I got me one, though.
You got you one. You got you
I got
one.
A fur.
You got a fur.
I got a fur.
Siri talking. All right, and don't forget my man Sites Media. Hit him up for all your video needs. Like, and I tell you, my man is dope. My man is probably incredible. The dopest video photographer. You name it, he does it well. So shout out to him for that. And what else do we have? That ain't it. And don't forget, you could catch us each and every Saturday at 3 p.m. on your favorite social media. And right after the live broadcast, each and every Saturday at 3 p.m., you can catch it up, the replays on Spotify, iHeart, and all your social media needs. So make sure. Also, if you want to be a guest, you can hit us up. If you got a business that you want to promote or you're an artist, just hit us up. And all you got to do is email us at... what is that on there? Why is that
www.
You got to hit
Let's
us up.
Let's talk crazy at gmail.com.
And we'll get that on for you. Make sure you put in the subject who you are, what you are. Let us know a little bit about your business.
Yes.
And we'll get it on there. With that being said, we want to appreciate y'all always. Shout out to the Freak Nation in the building.
We love y'all, Freak Nation.
We don't know what we would do without you guys, but, you know, thank you guys for always tuning in. We don't know why y'all like our crazy apps, but we love y'all. Crazy meets crazy. We love crazy.
Yeah.
Period. So with that being said, we're going to see y'all next week. I'm your boy, Shice, Mr. Talk of the Town.
And I'm Saucy C.
And you already know. So I think we should end it off with a video. What you
Let's
think?
Let's do it.
Let's end it off Let's with a video. Shout out to my girl, Sunshine Anderson. So we're going to play her video.
Yeah.
And we're going to get up out of here. We see y'all when we see ya. Peace. What's your name?
Yo.
Yo, man. Where you at, man? Where you at? Hurry up, man. We need you to level up, man.
Sunshine. I want to them man, yeah man. Sure. Hey yo, sunshine, make them level up. Hear this.
I know you heard it all before. I ain't with it no more. And still they still knocking down your door. Ain't getting yours, you sitting on pause. Them incoming calls, you hit and ignore. Just remember, with new levels comes new devils. It'll turn you to a savage, a true rebel. Yeah, better get clever with them pickup lines, or you could kiss her where the sun don't shine. Get it? Time out, get in your bags, ain't talking her mass. Never level up and get in her class. Red bottom, kiss the letters now. Bezel the wrist, you done know there's levels to this.
Nice to have him hold me, but if it means dealing with a lot of red tape, I suggest you keep it moving. I wanna hear you say my name, just because the day is Saturday, and stay in bed with you all day, and make love every time you touch me. Wait. Now I know that every day won't be perfect, and I know someday my nerves are gonna work them. Not only for me, but vice versa. But at the end of the day, it's all worth it. See, the sun don't shine forever. Same thing for stormy weather. But if you got me like I got you, I am sure that we
can level up together. Oh yeah, we can level up.
Really? So you just gonna look at your phone while I'm trying to talk to you? See, that's the shit I be talking about right there. You always scrolling up and down on that Instagram. You always with your friends. You never at home. You always playing the game when you are home. Yeah, but I got something for all that. See, because you got me fucked up.
Day it's all worth it. See the sun don't shine forever. Same thing for stormy weather. But if you got me like I got you, I am sure that we
can level up.
We can level up.
Khalil Kane, I'm rocking with Shice, talk of the town, Brooklyn!
Let's talk crazy, yeah. Shice, the talk of the town, right now it's poppin'.